I appreciate the value of a theory of learning that recognizes key characteristics of a digitally networked society and tries to build a theory of learning around some of these characteristics. However, I have major difficulties with this particular theory, especially that knowledge exists independently of the individuals within the network. Siemens and Downs are really arguing that the sum of all contributions is greater than the individual contributions or parts. They are proposing a kind of metaverse where knowledge exists independently of those who contributed. More importantly, where does the knowledge contributed in the first place by participants in the network come from? For that knowledge to be useful or valid, it probably depends on some kind of prior education outside of that networked community. Also relevant to this is the idea that academic knowledge is different from everyday knowledge. There are rules and criteria for validating academic knowledge, and these aren't necessarily applied within a connectivist theory. Nevertheless, you will see in Chapter 5 scenarios that I believe that network learning could be very valuable, especially for communities of practice. But this does not require a connectivist theory. Communities of practice work well with a purely constructivist approach to learning, and they also depend on prior education as well.